Or this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations rose again Monday in Colorado. They're now at just above 1,000 and the highest since the end of December. Almost 90% of coronavirus patients are unvaccinated, and more than a third of hospitals expect a staff shortage this week. One promising trend, new daily cases are slowing down. More than half of Latino Coloradans lost income during the pandemic and had trouble paying their bills, according to a new survey. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The Democratic research firm BSP polled 1,000 Latino adults. It found Latinos on the Western Slope were more likely to not have enough food to eat. And Latinos in the Denver metro area were most likely to have their pay cut or hours reduced during the pandemic. 40% of the state's Latino population had $1,000 or less saved for a financial emergency. Respondents said creating jobs was the top policy issue they wanted the government to address. The Colorado Organization for Latina Opportunity and Reproductive Rights commissioned the survey. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum says it's working with international and U.S. officials on items associated in an art scandal. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The museum is in talks with the Cambodian government to return four pieces associated with Douglas Latchford. The pieces were removed from its collection in September. The museum began talking with government officials after Latchford became the center of an international art scandal. The art dealer was indicted in 2019 on suspicion that items in his collection were stolen from their countries of origin. The Denver Art Museum is also looking into two objects from Thailand that also had connections to Latchford. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado workers are among the more than 10,000 John Deere employees who walked off the job last week after contract talks failed between the farm equipment company and the United Auto Workers Union. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range today, and in western Colorado, some snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.